This is BetQL Daily from BetQL.
Sports bettors, are you ready? Download the PointsBet app now and use our code BetQL Daily to get two risk-free bets up to $2,000. When you bet with PointsBet, you get faster bets, faster withdrawals, and faster rewards at your fingertips. Download the app now to experience this premium sportsbook for yourself. And don't forget to sign up with code BetQL Daily to get two risk-free bets up to $2,000. So, are you ready? We've got Jim Rodriguez, J-Rod, sitting in for Joe Giglio today. My name is Joe Ostrowski. J-Rod, every day around this time, we do this segment, Lightning Bets, and everybody hops in. We go around the horn, and they give their favorite bets of the day. So you're the guest co-host. Why don't we start with you? You have the board. Anywhere you want to go, Major League Baseball, NBA draft, whatever's on your mind.
I've got something for you that may be a little bit off the beaten path. How about some semifinals? CONCACAF Gold Cup tonight. A little Qatar USA. Qatar invited to the Gold Cup. Gold Cup being, it's a little North American World Cup of CONCACAF nations. Mm-hmm. It's the semifinal. Essentially, we're going to get down to the nitty-gritty. It's going to be a Mexico-USA final if all goes well. I love over 2.5 goals in this match. Plus money. Plus 110. And both teams score. U.S. has only given up one goal so far in the Gold Cup. But this is a very aggressive Qatar team. They are obviously not part of CONCACAF. They have played well. They've scored a lot of goals. Both teams score, even though it's at minus 110. I like that. It's going to be a fun match tonight. Qatar, USA. How's that?
Is it same time as the NBA draft? Are you going to be watching this over the draft?
Oh, yes. I mean, the NBA draft.
Oh, I didn't know you're a huge soccer guy.
Well, yeah, I wouldn't say I'm a huge soccer guy as much. I mean, it's sort of by osmosis, especially down here in South Florida. But, you know, I've got to watch my money, man.
Okay. Over 2.5 for both teams to score, a better bet?
I think both teams to score is a better bet. Even though it's at minus 110.
Yeah. I mean, hey, that's fine. Nearly a pick 'em, not bad juice at all. Anything else that you like on the Major League Baseball card? Or
I love Tampa Bay, even though it's Garrett Cole. Tampa money line plus 115 today. Garrett Cole's terrible against the Rays. He's 1-5 in his career against the Rays, and I love the over 7.5 in that game.
Okay, very good, very good. And even though he struggles against the Rays, Cole's going to beat Cole and get some strikeouts, right?
Exactly. So we got our K props covered. We got our money line raise to avoid the sweep, and we get some runs at +7.5 of over 7.5. See how that works?
Yeah.
Tidy.
A little bit of everything there from J-Rod. All right. We've got some soccer and some baseball. I'll start with Major League Baseball. I'm going to go with the Blue Jays, Ryu against the Red Sox. It's a pick'em scenario, minus 105. I'm going to back the Jays, Ryu with some terrific history against the Red Sox, 23 strikeouts and only 3 walks. So I'm going to back the Blue Jays, and I like the pitching matchup for Ryu. And then I also, I don't want to say the better offense, but man, they've been top 5 all year. That team is not going anywhere. They're going to be fun to watch for many years to come. All right, NBA draft-wise, I keep taking a look at Mitchell. And then when we get our guy Ryan McDonough on the show saying, you know what, I've got him number 6 on my big board. This guy should not be sliding. He's 12.5 at a lot of spots, but the one that really jumped out to me, the draft position under 12.5, that's a decent bet. But the one that popped to me is on points bet, they have these matchups. So which guy is going to be selected first? It's Mitchell against a player that is falling everywhere. The number is dropping. It's Mitchell against Keon Johnson. I didn't understand. I'm like, okay, all right, give me Mitchell on that one. You got to lay a little bit of juice there. But I'll go with Mitchell. And top 10, plus 184, I'll go with Mitchell there as well. So that's what I'm looking in the NBA draft.
Yeah.
Very good. All right, we welcome in Vic Chalksey, BetQL.co, at Doc Squad 33 on Twitter. I know he's been studying up for the NBA draft, has some bets already in. Vic, what do you think, man?
What's going on, fellas? I love that line by J-Rod. I got to watch my money, man. So I feel you on that one, man. But I love that you brought up Mitchell, man, because that's literally who I was going to talk about. I gave you guys Moses Moody, top 10. I still love that pick. Cameron Thomas, under 22.5. Love that. But Davion Mitchell suffering from like ageism a little bit, right? Because he's one of the older guys in this draft. But if you got a really good team that needs a guy who can come in right away and play ball, like, that's your kid. He's amazing. And so I just popped the under 12.5, and I like the matchup that you just brought up, Joe.
Okay, so is that the one bet you're going to focus on with Mitchell, or are you going to hit that one with some different wagers? What do you think about top 10? You think there's a chance he goes there?
So many teams are looking for, like, they're so bad, all those teams, that I think they're looking for a higher ceiling and just younger guys, because by the time they're done rebuilding, Mitchell might be like 25, 26 and up for a new contract, right? And so that's the only thing that worries me. If we're going off of truly just ball player and talent, he's in the top 10. He's probably the 6th, 7th, 8th best guy in the game, but that's what worries me a little bit. So I played the safer bet and took under 12.5.
Okay, so Mitchell under 12.5. Thomas, you mentioned you like under 22.5. Moody goes in the top 10. Anything else worth mentioning?
Yep, and then so those are some of my favorite draft plays. And then the BetQL model 5-star play of the day is the Dodgers at -125. The model projected that line to be closer to -150. So sees a lot of value in LA tonight.
You know I'm co-hosting with a Dodgers fan, right?
I didn't know that. I just heard South Florida. So, you know, I didn't know he's also a Dodgers fan. So that works out even better.
Yeah. LA kid moved to Miami. David Price tonight. He's pitched really well. It could be a bullpen game. It's getaway day. It's an afternoon game out there at Oracle. It should be interesting. I think we're going to see some runs in this game, though, even with Johnny Cueto pitching. I like a lot of runs in that game tonight, today.
There we go.
Vic, anything else you want to promote on BetQL.co?
Yeah, we have a ton of NBA draft stuff today. We'll have UFC stuff for the weekend. And then we're doing a different team in college and NFL, highlighting them every day on the website. So make sure you go to BetQL.com and check it out.
Oh, cool, man. Thanks, Vic. Best of luck tonight.
Thanks, Oz.
All right.
All right, J-Rod, I'm looking up now. Barry Jackson, per source, Xavier Howard not practicing because of a minor injury.
Uh-huh. Oh, funny how that works.
I'm sure. Very minor.
Yeah, you know, he's trying to look for his wallet. That's what it is.
Yeah, yeah. Hurt himself. All right. I mean, hey, I understand. I understand why. After what he's put together over the last couple of years,
yeah.
Other people play the same position. Here's more money than our guy, Xavier Howard.
Second best. He's the second highest paid cornerback on his own team.
It's ridiculous. And I love.
But at the same time, though. When he signed that deal, he was the highest paid corner in the NFL.
Hey, thanks.
So there is the disrespect isn't there as much as he likes to think there is.
Well, it depends how they handled it internally. Like, I don't know if they like hung up the phone. They're like, get out of here. We're not talking to you. We already paid you. Like, how are they handling it internally?
Right.
So,
right. And then you got the whole Patriots, you know, it's all of a sudden this is all landing, by the way, on the coach. It's really the general manager's bag, but it's all landing on Brian Flores, which is pretty funny here.
Yeah, the coach, they have to answer the questions from the media. So people are going to say it lands on him, but you're right. It goes to the front office. Let's go to terrible human Jay Kassan. Jay Kassan, what's your lightning bet?
When did this happen?
This is news
to me.
You were frustrated. You were very flustered there. You were not expecting it. I was trying to throw you off.
It worked. This is just brand new. The slander that is happening on this show right now.
You are still messed up.
Anyway.
All right, what you got? I'm just kidding. You know that, right?
This is very Aaron Rodgers, Green Bay Packers.
This feels very personal, Joe.
I was doing my Rodgers
impression. Joe made a comment about me the other day, too. I forget what it was.
What did I say?
I forget. I don't know. Probably something about
it. It really hurt you.
Yeah, really. It really stuck with me. Anyway. Favorite one today is Luis Castillo, over 6.5 strikeouts against the Cubs. They don't even have their lineup out yet. They might not even have some of their regulars in the lineup. Castillo's been great over the last handful of starts. So yeah. That's my favorite one today. Just a reminder, Io Desunmu under 26.5 today. That's moved. That was plus money. That's now -115, -113. You can't get that at plus money anymore. So that's one I like. I'm also on the Blue Jays, Joe, with you. I have them in the first five. Ryu, his last outing against Boston was phenomenal. So I'm taking that. And then I'm also going to take the Giants tonight. This series has just been so back and forth. Cueto is much better at home than on the road. And the Dodgers bullpen, and everything else. I mean, their defense late game, they just can't hold it together. So I'm taking the Giants at the slight plus money tonight.
I mess with you about your IO love, your Illini love, but the mocks are all over the place on him. I see some in the 30s, and Zach Harper's latest mock, he has him going 20.
I don't know. It's so weird. You see people saying he won't get past 22, past the Lakers, but then you have other mocks have him at like 32, 33. You're right. It's all over the place.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. Going to be fun to monitor tonight. Paul Aspen, executive producer. What you got, Paul?
So I have a pretty bad home run prop, but it's, you know, Chris Bryant. Is he going to play? We don't know. He's been terrible against Luis Castillo in his career. 10 strikeouts, like 174. Home run plus 600.
Oh!
So I'm going to
wait
take
a second.
Yeah, he might only get one at bat. And then
in that ballpark, why not?
Right? He's hit the most home runs of his career against the Reds. So we'll see what happens there. And then handball, Joe. You know we got to do it.
Let's do it.
Tomorrow morning. Okay. So at 5:30, Denmark. They're the odds-on favorite to win the gold medal.
Obviously.
Laying 5.5 against Portugal. I think
Dynasty.
Also, you got to look at the live bets. When they like Portugal scores a couple early goals, maybe you can get it like 3.5, something like that. So look for that on Denmark. And then Germany, first half at 7:30 tomorrow after our production call. Germany, first half, plus 125. Norway, they're a great story, but they've been starting slow against some of the worst teams in the competition. So Germany, plus 125, first half, men's handball at the Olympics.
What time does Denmark start? I mean, that's the problem here. I never know what time anything starts. I can't get my bets in.
So Denmark, Portugal is a 5:30 a.m. Central jump. Okay. Jump, handoff, whatever it is. Friday. The Germany, Norway handoff, is 7:30. So that'll be – we could be watching that one. So win that one live on the show tomorrow.
I would love to do that. That could be fun. We have a live slow. Denmark, Portugal, handball, Germany, first half. There's a couple bets for the Friday show. Okay, it's going to be fun. Jim Rodriguez, thank you for sitting in. J-Rod, we appreciate you. We had some fun over the last few hours.
Appreciate it, guys. No, it was awesome. Good stuff. And let's make some money, man. Absolutely. Yeah, good stuff.
That's most important. At J-Rod Show on Twitter, at J-Rod Show. I'm at Joe0670. Back tomorrow, 9 a.m. Eastern. With Jared Smith. He's going to be my co-host right here on BetQL Daily, the BetQL Network.